Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, I really pity the Sean Hannitys and Rush Limbaughs. It's in the New York Times that their audiences are leaving them in droves, and I don't just believe the New York Times. Their actual web numbers and ratings are publicly available. So their audiences are leaving them in huge exodus, and they're also leaving the liberals. You understand, 85% of the country in major polls, there have been a couple of them in the high 80s, even higher, hate both parties and trust no one in government. By the way, that's never happened in the last modern century. You can go pull those reports up, and it's panicking them, and it should panic you. And so now they went to have a meeting last week with Bush to try to reaffirm strategies because, quote, they were leaving him. Because, see, if they don't at least criticize him a little now, like Savage does, the beatnik man who formerly wrote gay love novels, the hardcore conservative, you got to be a hateful person to want to pose as a conservative and put out a lot of good stuff and then secretly be stabbing the Republic in the back. I mean, it's so sick. So they all go to the White House to kneel before their Lord. But he won't give them audiences. He's not going to give them audiences because the conservatives have woken up. So you can have all the stations. Your stations just aren't going to have listeners. Okay, they're not going to have listeners. Because they're weak. Imagine being weak like Sean Hannity, a weak, soft little man who just crafts everything to neutralize conservatives, who works around the clock to make sure conservatives don't defend the Republic, to make sure conservatives don't wake up. I've been attacked by Limbaugh and others. I want to go over a new neocon attack against me later. Let's go to some more calls. Karen in Texas, then Rick, Jim, Dylan, and then Jim in New York. Go ahead, Karen.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. First of all, I want to thank you for waking me up to what's really happening. It's really scary.
It is scary.
But I do have a story. It happened in Kokomo, Indiana, just probably about a week ago or so, regarding a lockdown drill just at one school, at Kokomo Middle School. And they called it a lockdown drill. They didn't alert the teachers until that morning. And what they
did, a lot of these, they don't let the kids have food for 8 hours, and they say with what's coming in the future, you have to know. And again, that's part of the trauma-based mind control. But sorry,
yeah,
go ahead.
They had to lock the whatever room they were in. They had to stay in there and lock the doors and don't come out until, you know, the drill was over. The principal and the superintendent went around to all the rooms, and when they found a door open, they took their little squirt guns and squirted it to everybody and took them to the cafeteria and told them that they were casualties.
Yeah, this is part of terrorism, and that's nothing, ma'am. They come in and splatter fake guts all over them, fake red jelly, and scream, "I'm homeschoolers, I'm blowing your head off." We have video of 10-year-olds crying in total confusion and panic. This is done federally all over the country. They have them outside. They throw fake smoke bombs at them. The children are terrorized. Full-grown men scream at them. And it is more high-tech than Soviet re-education centers. So spraying with a water gun saying you're dead is nothing. And again, the teachers think they're helping. The brainwashed principal thinks this is how you help. No. That's just the beginning in Kokomo, ma'am. By the time they're done, they'll be dumping red fake blood. The children will be having nightmares, and they'll be learning how being prisoners keeps them safe. This is the destruction of our country. It's happening in every school in the nation. But I'm going to shut up. I want to hear. I'm going to hold you over. Tell me more about it.
I don't know much more. I know that a half an hour or less than a half an hour after that, they did have a fire drill. But even the people working in the cafeteria, the cooks, they were to lock themselves in there. And then after the drill was over, they said how many casualties they had and thought that they were doing a good thing.
And the kids go home and say, 25 of us got killed by the gun nut. We need to ban guns, Mommy. It's also part of the anti-gun.
It's
this year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going back to Karen, and then we're going to go to Troy, but he hung up, so we'll go to Rick and Jim and many others that are holding. I will get into the new neocon attack on myself and a bunch of other key news here in this third hour. We're so honored that you're joining us. We're Americans, we're human beings that are sick of being treated like slaves, that are sick of watching our country being shut down, dismantled, that recognize the social engineering for what it is. And again, I need to write an article about this. It was in AP a couple of years ago, one of the worst cases, where all over Michigan, they would go splatter fake blood on them and point guns at them and say, we're homeschoolers here to kill you. I mean, that was in the news. And then local papers had even more. The AP had the thing about how it was homeschoolers against public education and how they scream, we're homeschoolers, we're here to kill you. And they put the kids in the bus and drive them down the street and have the cops attack it with smoke bombs. And this was elementary students. I think they were in the third grade. And then we have video of them pointing guns at kids, and the kids are, let's in road to tyranny. They're crying. Little 10-year-old kids going, no, no. I mean, they're really freaked out. And big guys are going, get over there. And the excuse is, well, it's tough on them, but you never know if Al-Qaeda is going to hit. Yeah, sure, the chances of Al-Qaeda, even if it existed, hitting your school, or is, you know, better to be struck by lightning twice than to see Elvis reincarnated as an Easter bunny. I'm just so sick of it. I can't handle it anymore. It's so obvious, but the cops don't know. The teachers don't know. Again, it's written by the feds. It's a federal grant. They do it in every major school district. I've been to these events. I've got video in Road to Tyranny where they got fake blood, fake arms, fake guts hanging off of them. and the cops burn a car up in front of the city hall. I mean, this is the kind of stuff they do. Helicopters flying around, special forces troops march up and say, turn your camera off, you're not allowed to videotape me. I mean, this is a joke. Again, you might as well just put us in sports stadiums with big screen TVs going, you know, George Washington is a pig, give up your freedom. See, that's old-fashioned re-education camps. Now, the new camps are parents showing their IDs to get in, swiping them biometrically, inside the kids being searched, being put on drugs, not allowed to run at recess, arrested if you carry a plastic knife in your lunchbox, even if you're valedictorian, you know, whatever. It's about total control and keeping that control. So recap the story you were telling. You were, Karen, you were up in Kokomo, Indiana, and how did you hear about this with the lockdown drill, where there were major casualties, the kids got killed, and I guess the kids went home and talked about how they were killed by a gun and how guns are bad. It's also anti-gun brainwashing. Go ahead.
A friend of mine was in the school when it happened, and he said that it was just unbelievable. It was like he was in a science fiction movie. He couldn't believe.
Exactly what I say, and it's going to get worse. They're going to lock down cities. They're going to do it to adults. We're all going to learn.
And I'm wondering, was this school paid to?
Oh, guaranteed, yes. Listen, I've seen it, well, let's be, I don't always read the, 500 and something times. I mean, hundreds of times a year. I read the documents. I interview the people. I've been to the schools. It's federal grants, and let me tell you, that's nothing, okay? About half the time, they spill fake blood all over them. They come in and throw buckets of fake blood on kids. The kids are screaming in pain. The SWAT teams have got fake guns to their heads. In Michigan and Dallas, cops got their own heads blown off, going, look, the gun's safe, and blowing their own heads off, just psycho, crazy, just bleh. I mean, it's just, I don't have words. I mean,
had small children, I would homeschool them, but I think that's their next step. They'll probably outlaw homeschooling.
Oh, sorry, in Illinois, in California, they're actually trying to prosecute homeschoolers. They're trying to declare it illegal. They're sending letters claiming it's illegal. They're claiming you have to have a teacher's certificate to homeschool. I mean, they're doing everything they can. Exactly. They want you in their re-education. Listen, they say everybody, like 90% of people go through the public schools. They're federally standardizing the private ones now with the quote voucher money. That's really to buy everybody off. Vouchers are horrible, folks. It's a backroom scam to get federal control over the private schools. They're doing everything they can to get in those schools and to federalize them. And they're doing everything they can to shut down homeschools. Take Heartland up in Missouri, you know, run by a guy worth hundreds of millions of dollars, you know, great record of getting kids that nobody else could help back on track, no abuse, no nothing, huge. By the way, people have been fired now. Others are about to go to jail over that because he had millions to go after him because CPS didn't like it. You see, and so they just showed up with armed police and big buses to grab all the kids. They don't want you doing well. And I don't mean the idiot teachers or the idiot police. They're like the idiot public. They don't understand the compartmentalization. They don't understand that it is to train our children to be prisoners.
Awesome.
I mean, doesn't that make you mad? That's why I'm
very
so
mad. Very mad. I sent right after I was told this story last week, right the day that it happened, I emailed you and told you about it. I was so upset about this.
Well, listen, you think that's bad. I appreciate your call. I'm glad you're upset. I never played that. See, I get busy. This is from last Friday, I think, or is it Monday? This is a newscast where they did mock anthrax attack on the school. And this also creates the illusion that there's this looming terror attack. You see, thousands of drills everywhere, getting no one ready for anything. It's all about federal control, getting everybody to have the perception of terror being real. It's like Jim Jones drilling them to drink Kool-Aid. Do you have that anthrax clip at the school? John got it Friday or Monday. It'll be in the computer under anthrax drill at school. I think that's it. Go ahead and roll it. Here it is.
There's so much more than just going in and getting the people out.
Emily Christian is part of a test. Along with nearly 100 other volunteers, she plays an important role in a high-stakes simulation. The victims of an office building anthrax attack.
Well, first you get evaluated by like a fireman or like a police officer. Then you go through water or, like, you know, a spray hose, and it decontaminates you. Then you get wrapped in a nice warm blanket, and you get escorted into an ambulance.
Luckily, today it was just a drill, but law enforcement officials say it is vital to prepare like it's the real thing.
If something does happen here of that nature, how can we respond? Are we ready? Are we prepared?
We don't want to transport people that have been exposed to something and then expose a hospital to danger.
Hundreds of emergency responders took part in the test Saturday morning. From fire and police to local hospitals, responders working out plans now they hope will save lives later.
What we try to do is identify gaps either in our planning or how our plans work together and try to fill those gaps so that in a real-life situation they don't happen again.
It's critical we have a plan of attack and that our men and women of our departments understand through this simulation what they have to do and how dangerous it is.
Jennings says this drill has been in the works since July. He says as the capital of New York, it can't afford not to be prepared. In Albany, Curtis Schick, Capital News 9.
Yeah, New York, the same place where they don't let children run at recess, but it's nationwide. Again, it starts with dodgeball, then tag, then running, then touching. And then it's all zero tolerance. These aren't even laws the children are breaking, but police come and arrest them, then trick the parents into signing forms, waiving rights to go into the juvenile justice system. It's like the reports where they go, oh, you didn't finish your homework, you've got to stay at school now till, you know, 7:15. And if your parents aren't there within the 15 minutes, these were middle schoolers. I mean, how many times did I wait for my parents? Sometimes my dad, you know, would get in traffic, or I'd sit there 45 minutes. I'd do my homework on the steps. I'd go play touch football in the park right by the school. Oh, not anymore. CPS takes you into custody and begins an investigation of neglect. You see how that works? That's the official document. That was in Indiana, too. But it's nationwide. All federally written, all designed to get you in the system, period. Rick in Florida, you're on the air.
Greetings, hello. Patriot Jones.
Okay.
Hello, Patriot Jones.
Hello.
Oh, I'm a critical thinker, and, you know, one of the things that I went to Merriam-Webster and looked up was naive, and naive is defined as deficient in worldly wisdom or informed judgment. And in the last couple of weeks, I was naive, and I've done my own research, and I've looked at, you know, InfoWars, 9/11 blogger. I've gone to the websites, looked at the evidence and the information on my own. So I wanted to test it against the general public, and I went this past weekend to four friends of mine who I trust, and I tested this theory against what I thought were intelligent people. Why did we go to a war with Iraq?
66% of right. Folks over 45 don't know what year 9/11 happened. Sorry, go ahead.
And you know, why did we go to a war with Iraq? Well, it was weapons of mass destruction. None were found. Well, it was Al-Qaeda. There were no links between Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda. In fact, they're bitter enemies. Well, it was 9/11. Well, none of the hijackers were Iraqi. Well, it was genocide. That was decades ago from weapons that we gave Iraq. Well, one of the people I said was oil. Somebody said oil. Well, I said, yes, it was. I believe big part of it, other than just raw imperialism, was oil. So, I introduced them to Infowars.com, told them, you know, go check it out. And, you know, I'll follow up with them. And, you know, basically, one of the things that I've come to a conclusion was, you know, it's been stated that Iran is 10 years away from creating the bomb, whereby North Korea has tested a bomb. But Condoleezza Rice, the Bush administration, is saying, no, we are not going to invade North Korea.
And they're threatening to nuke us last week and this week in their official publication, saying, we will nuke you, we will kill you. Oh, but they're not a problem. Let's go into Iran. What did your associates say when you told them that?
Well, I said, I talked about PNAC and what PNAC, never heard of it. I had never heard of PNAC up till just a couple weeks ago. And, you know, and I guarantee that a catastrophic or cataclysmic event will happen to justify war with Iran, because right now the American public will not, is not ready for Iran, but we need a pretext like we did with everything else. I honestly believe this from my heart of hearts, and I was hoping that maybe you could talk a little bit about something I saw on one of your sites about an Article 5 convention.
Yeah, we can talk about that. Stay there, and when we get back, we'll elaborate. But what's exciting is that you just woke up, I believe you said, in the last few months. You see, a lot of people aren't stupid. They're just mesmerized. It's like they're hypnotized. They get to wake up.
You know, I really wish I could just power my place with solar. That's what I was saying to myself over and over again for years, until I found out about Ken Solar. Ken has been working with solar power for over a decade and has designed systems for people all over the world. He's put together customized alternative energy packages for everything from powering the local supermarket all the way down to portable solar power generators. On-grid, off-grid, big systems, or tiny systems, Ken has the proven experience to design a tailored alternative energy system that's just right for you and your budget. He'll also show you how a system can pay for itself in the first month. So if you're looking for solar, check out Ken Solar. Tell Ken you heard about him on GCN, and he'll give you an additional 10% off your order. Just point your browser at kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Okay, finishing up with Rick in Florida, then Jim, Seth, and others, Tom. I'll have to hold off on calls in the next segment for a while, though, because I need to get into this neocon hit piece. And a little bit more I want to say on the Asian Union they just announced. But right now, Rick in Florida, are you bringing up an Article 5? What type of Article 5 are you talking about?
I was watching one of your videos. I think it was the Scholars for 9/11 Truth Symposium, and at the end there, they had some commentary, and a lady had stood up and said something about an Article 5 convention and how Congress showed pure contempt for the Constitution and did not convene an Article 5 convention. And in fact, it's sitting before the United States Supreme Court, whereby they had all 50 states applications. I'm really ignorant when it comes to this, first to admit it, but you know, I was wondering if anybody else knows about this, whereby, again, Congress did not convene when, you know, under Article 5, they shall convene a convention when applications are received. And I don't know about it. I've heard that it was for...
now, let me just tell you something, and I appreciate your call.
Sure.
Con-cons and constitutional conventions and the ilk are very, very dangerous. The New World Order is the only type of group that has enough muscle and power politically and financially to manipulate the outcome of a convention. And I think what happened is you kind of got two things crossed. One lady was talking about citizens' grand juries and real grand juries going after the president or the neocons politically, criminally. And somebody else got up who thinks that the answer is constitutional conventions, and that same crowd doesn't like the Electoral College. We've been taught by the media to hate it. You see, in 1913, they didn't just give us the Federal Reserve and the income tax. They also gave us the 16th Amendment. They did a whole bunch of stuff, and they took the power of the states basically away, much of it, before senators were appointed. And they argued, how dare them? You should be able to elect your senators. Well, you did elect your state reps, and then they would vote and appoint the senator, and the senator was then a creature of the state. Now you've made them these godlike Roman senators instead. And so that major check and balance against centralized unitary executive and unitary federalism has been removed. And so then they want to get rid of the last link of states' control if they ever really wanted to try to use it. They don't use it. They go with the popular vote. The popular vote is honored. The mainstream media, when they stole the election from Gore, and Gore did win, whether you like him or hate him, it doesn't matter. He did win. There was a theft that went on. The Supreme Court did appoint Bush president. He did steal the election again, but then his competitor took a dive in 2004. And the media somehow blamed the Electoral College like it was their fault. They never came into play. I mean, I guess you could argue the Supreme Court said, well, look, Bush has more electorals, but they also claim that he won Florida, which he didn't. The Electoral College was back when the states, when the people controlled their senators through their local state reps. And so it's a good thing. And constitutional conventions, every time we've had them, have been bad for this country. In fact, what gave us the income tax, and what gave us the 16th Amendment, and what gave us the amendment that got rid of our senators and made them federal creatures, that was financed and pushed by the bankers. The states didn't really even ratify the income tax and a bunch of other things. They didn't care. The central government runs it, and they just told you what the outcome was. But I'm glad you asked that question. It was important. Okay, Jim Dillon. Jim, you disagree with me, but it's not really a real disagreement. I found out, obviously, what it was. You are running for governor against Rick Perry, and I told you could come on the show, and you're now saying you disagree because I haven't had you on. What does that mean, Jim?
Well, that means a vote is a terrible thing to waste, Alex. The election's in a couple of weeks from now. What are you waiting for?
Well, Jim, I told the folks when you called that we'd have you on 30 minutes someday as a guest, and you said, no, an hour. So I said,
it'll be an hour.
So I said, take a hike, man.
No, I'm not taking a hike. I'm running for governor. I'm not taking a hike.
No, I know, but I mean, I just said I mean, Jim, you're something else. You come to my events. I let you in private property, hand out your flyers, do whatever you want. I've had you call in a whole bunch of times. I think you're a nice fella, but I'm not going to be pushed around. I mean, I kind of got the instinct of being somewhat of a donkey. Well, the Bible uses it, I can use it. I'm a jackass, Dylan. You're not going to make me do something.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
Okay, let's go back to Jim Dillon running for governor here in Texas. Jim, I don't know what you want, a pint of my blood here. I've already told your lordship that you can have 30 minutes on the show sometime before the election, and I was told that wasn't good enough for you.
Alex. But you know what? A vote is a terrible thing to waste, and so is a mind a terrible thing to waste. And if you waste your vote in Texas in November on a candidate on the ballot who's totally unacceptable, like the Kinky Friedman that you had on as a guest for an hour,
yeah,
you won't be, not only won't be able to look in the mirror the next morning, but it'll also be what's called a wasted vote. And it's very feeble-minded of you to do that, Alex, because there's one option this year to vote for as governor of Texas. That's me.
Lord Dillon of Canterbury.
I need you to do everything in your power to promote candidacy. That's what I need from you.
Well, Jim, you know, have you ever thought about running for city council or something? I mean, you're running
Alex, you know the gravity of the situation we face. I'm not running for dog catcher when our country's falling apart. What good would that do?
Well, I told you, Jim, you can come on the show. You haven't conferred. You haven't conferred. You're on right now. You're just basically upset with me.
No, I've never been upset with you. I'm possibly upset with Kevin because he won't call me and set up a time when I can be on your show. I don't know why that is.
Well, Jim, listen, so much is going on. So much is happening. I told
you. That's right. An election is happening.
You've already...
And we need to make a showing this time. We need to muster some votes for the Patriot cause. Now, I know the odds are against any type of victory, although I do believe in miracles.
Yeah.
But we need to make a showing here, and I need the full support of yourself. You know, I've been ignored more so by Patriot Radio and John Stadmiller, Jack Blood, and the others.
Listen, Jim, I appreciate your call. I appreciate your call. But see, that's what I mean. You just criticize us. You're upset. You're angry. You don't know who your friends are. I'll just tell you that. And again, I mean, I'm like, hey, you come on for 30 minutes and see, it's not good. I'm still bad. So I'm just kind of got you at arm's length. But we got all this news and all this stuff to deal with, folks. I'm gonna ask Seth and Tom and a few others to hold because I want to get to this clip first. I got a bunch of clips. We'll just play one where he is in testimony on C-SPAN, Congressman Kurt Weldon, criticizing Abel Danger, and this is where Defense Intelligence was ordered, and we've had a Defense Intelligence colonel go public to back off of Al-Qaeda, the hijackers. Now, we know that FBI agents from Phoenix to Chicago to Dallas, Texas, were told, real FBI agents, back off. Bush signed W-199I, ordering them, that's been an AP and BBC, to back off because they were really U.S. government agents taking part in drills. That's what the head of the U.S. Embassy was told. You understand, it's on the record that the hijackers were spies. And then now they're spinning it. We were triple-crossed then. They weren't double agents. They were triple agents. Oh, yeah, sure. Well, did they fly the planes into the buildings? No. We know they're U.S. government agents. We know they got on those planes. We know the NORAD stood down. We know there was CIA insider trading. We know it was inside job. And from our inside sources, we know they nerve-gassed those on board the aircraft, took control of them by remote control. But Weldon really is hard-charging and saying there's a cover-up, talking about 9/11 truth on Amy Goodman. He's gone further than anybody in Congress, and they have burned him bad. FBI raids home of Weldon's daughter yesterday. 3 weeks before Election Day, an FBI corruption probe involving Republican Representative Kurt Weldon intensified. I keep calling him a Democrat. I just think of him as a Democrat fighting Bush, but no, it's a Republican. But notice it's Republicans that aren't toeing the line and other Democrats. Intensified as agents raided the homes of his daughter and close friend. The FBI swept in Monday and searched six sites in the Philadelphia area and Jacksonville, Florida, including Karen Weldon's lobbying firm and one of his clients, a Russian energy company. FBI spokesman Debbie Werman said the congressman's home and offices were not searched, she said, because they think he's hiding them somewhere else. I have not done anything wrong, and my daughter hasn't either, Weldon said at a news conference late Monday afternoon. I would absolutely never use my position to help anyone in an unusual way. Federal investigators are looking into whether Weldon's use of an influence to help Solutions North America secure lobbying contracts worth $1 million from foreign clients. So now he's in trouble, supposedly, for trying to help lobbyists get clients. And I didn't know that was illegal. But see, they'll nitpick a crooked toenail on Kurt Weldon or any other Republican or any other Democrat, but then defend Foley, the pervert. And there's no doubt that it's because he's going absolutely ape over Abel Danger. Here's a clip.
Last weekend, in Florida, the Defense Intelligence Agency had its annual meeting of defense attachés. So all of DIA's attachés from around the world were there. A senior leader of the Defense Intelligence Agency told the assembled DIA employees that one of their top priorities this year was to kill the Abel Danger story. That's a direct quote from people who were in the meeting at the Defense Intelligence Agency workshop that took place a week ago in Tampa, Florida, I believe it was. Is that right, Russ, Tampa?
Yeah.
And they were told their number one priority is not the intelligence for our security, it's to get rid of the Abel Danger story. And that were the exact words they used in front of a number of people. It's only a matter of time this story's going to come out. And I'm going to continue to provide the information for these people to let you all help in this investigation. I can't believe the mainstream media turns its head and does nothing to investigate this. Yet they worry about whatever her name is, Plume or something. Does it take a member of Congress to have to write a book to get the attention of the intelligence community? I guess so. But that's what I'm here for. I'm not here to go sip the cocktails and go along to get along. If you're not here to do the job of oversight, then we shouldn't be here. I don't care what happens. Some say, well, it costs you the chairmanship of the Homeland Security Committee. So be it. Life goes on. Is that what this is about? Is it about me worrying about what somebody's going to think about me? Now I'm out there throwing the spears, but that's okay. I don't mind that. I've got 3,000 emails logged into my computer from all over the country, from a network that's absolutely, and that doesn't include phone calls and letters, probably 5,000 people that are part of an army that's going to demand that we get answers. You know, I can't understand why the mainstream media just doesn't get it. I mean, again, this is not the cover-up of a burglary. It's a cover-up of the biggest story in the country's history. Who knows? Maybe what was stolen by what's-his-face in the archives was a part of this material. The amazing thing is he only had a security clearance revoked for 3 years. What's his name? Forget. Sandy Berger. Here they've destroyed Tony Schaefer, taking his security clearance away forever, and Sandy Berger gets a slap on the wrist, and oh, you'll get your security clearance back in 3 years. And he admitted to stealing documents from the National Archives relative to information about 9/11.
And that's because Bill Clinton in 1997 issued W-199I, and George Bush reauthorized it. George Bush's father hired Clinton in college as CIA when he was going to the Rhodes Scholar program in England at Oxford. It's the same thing over and over again. It's a club. And for whatever reason, Kurt Weldon, Republican, from Pennsylvania's 7th Congressional District, has been talking about Abel Danger. By the way, if you think he's getting the FBI raids for, you know, something other than political reasons, the colonel, forget his name, it was in the news, who blew the whistle on Abel Danger, the colonel with a perfect record, the defense intelligence colonel, that is high level. Guess what happened to him? Last time I was reading in the paper, I don't know what happened with it, he was criminally charged. You know what he was criminally charged for? 60, was it 66 or 68? I don't remember. 60-something dollars of cell phone calls on his government cell phone to his wife after hours. Folks, they give them all cell phones. I mean, low-level officers. You're allowed to call whoever you want. It's all business to call your wife. And he said, I called late. I was working late. It's $68 worth. It was over a whole year. Phone calls to his wife. They're saying, well, you're not supposed to work after hours. And this is a spy chief. Intelligence chief. A colonel. I ought to pull his name up and pull that story up, see where he is. Oh, and I forgot, stealing office supplies, too. They claim he took a ream of paper home and some pens. Oh, boy. Which is what I do all the time around here at my office. Thankfully, it's my office. We don't have paper at home. I take a ream home. I grab a few pens. We've all done it when you're working. But no, no. No, he blows the whistle, so criminally charged. Oh, my gosh, you stole $60-something dollars worth of phone time. And it's not even true, of course. And so now there's a raid on Kurt Weldon. Hey, Kurt, that'll teach you. You don't stick your nose into Abel Danger, okay, buddy? That'll get old Kurt boy back in line. Now that takes me to the hit piece, and I meant to spend more time on this. I'm going to get this guy on. I've had him on before. And I just want to point out that, again, I said this 3 times today, but not in enough detail. We are winning. By the way, get that Limbaugh clip ready, please, where he attacked me last week. We're winning. Because you go look at the stats at Alexa.com and other web rating systems, it's all the same chart. the phony little anti-war sites like antiwar.com or whatever it is. I want to say they're phony. They do some good work, but it's pretty, you know, it's watered down mumbo jumbo. It's false political paradigm stuff. They have gone from being gigantic to not being very big at all. I mean, they're down like 9,000% or something. Same thing with Front Page Magazine. Same thing with Limbaugh. All the neocons, all the fake liberals, all of them. You're a joke. I mean, you know what good news that is? People don't buy what you do anymore, no matter how polished it is, and all the buzzwords. We're sick of it, okay? We want our borders closed. We want our Second Amendment. We want out of Iraq. It isn't liberal or conservative. We want freedom, and we're going to get it. So go ahead and rattle on, Front Page Magazine. I mean, I could spend an hour on this. We're almost out of time, and I want to take a few calls. The Lindy crash conspiracy. The Lindell crash conspiracy. Keep thinking of Lucky Lindy, the other pilot, who was, I guess, lucky compared to this guy. You know, we don't change articles we write once they're written in totality. What we did is that day, a step developed, I was on air saying, when I went on with Jack Blood after the show when that plane crashed, I said, we're updating it as it happens on one page. We were posting the articles, posting blurbs about what they were saying. They say it's not a fixed wing. They say it's a helicopter. Now they're saying it's a fixed wing. Now Neil Cavuto's saying they're going to use this for political gain. I mean, it was a lifetime thing where we were adding to it. Well, he goes in there, this John Sanders, and first says we're anti-Semitic, not true, and that I believe, you know, Israel's behind it, which I've said I don't believe. So he and he basically attacks a professor who just died, Professor Christensen died a few months ago with cancer. He slaps her around a bit. He's already misrepresented her. And then he goes into claiming he caught us. Oh, luckily he knew we would do it, so he screenshot it and had us where we were saying it, you know, was it a psyop, but that we were stupid and left it in the article that it was a psyop, left the original headline in there, and he caught us. No, Dumbo, it's called a roundup article. And everything we ever wrote stayed in it and moved down the page. That's how you caught us in the big thing. And again, these guys aren't very original. This is what Limbaugh tried to do last Thursday. And this guy just wrote this over the weekend. Limbaugh, the guy that says put everybody in prison that uses drugs, but he's a total drug addict. Limbaugh, the fake conservative, gets up there and says that we said, think about this. Limbaugh gets up there and says that we said that Fox News and the Republicans were going to use this as a psyop for the election. And, yeah, we did ask the question, are they going to use this as a psyop in the election? And sure enough, Cavuto comes out. The front page of the Statesman says, will it affect the election? All these papers say it was just, our call was proven to be correct. You know, we said, is this a psyop? And we know the government carried out 9/11. We said, could this be? We said, we don't know, probably an accident. Then we said, will they use it as a psyop? Will they say it conjures 9/11? Sure enough, they do. They take us being right, and they take the things we said, and they scramble it. And he's got in here how I'm a paranoid, and I think he's CIA. I don't know if this guy's CIA. Probably isn't. Most of them aren't. Most of them just parrot and regurgitate Mockingbird, whatever they hear. And I remember back in the interview, I'm going from memory, I said something to him like, he's probably got it and cherishes it and kisses it, the interview, but because he quotes the interview, but it isn't in quotes, but it's real sneakily done. He won't say I said he was CIA. He says Jones says people are CIA. I think I remember in the interview, I said, well, you're probably not, but, you know, there are some that are. Sir, the Defense Department admits they're writing fake letters to the editor. They have CENTCOM on the blogs engaging us, posing as citizens. $1.6 million in fake news ruled illegal. Fake hired reporters. Again, we're conspiracy theorists because we know the government, Department of Education, Department of Labor, Department of Agriculture, CIA, Defense Intelligence, Pentagon, Republican Party. They've all got hundreds of millions of dollars. That was just the White House with $1.6 billion in fake news purchases. They're out there doing, and I'm a delusional fruit ball because I believe that there's a lot of fake news. There's no doubt in my mind that if Bill Gertz isn't on the payroll, he sure should be because he fits off the M.O. We know a lot of them are. I mean, you want me to name names of people that already haven't been exposed, then okay, Bill Gertz. I'm not saying he's a Fed, but, I mean, he fits the bill very closely. And he needs to answer for that. And I've had him on and accused him of that on air. I've said, are you, a shill? I mean, that's how they really operate. I mean, Rush Limbaugh, he's paid more than a show makes. What's that? No doubt Hannity. I mean, Hannity goes to the White House to get marching orders. They admit it. And they're panicking because their listenership is imploding right now. They're panicking, and you should panic. No one, we're sick of you, okay? We're tired of your bull.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We have reached flashpoint right now. Everything's now happening. They're announcing the North American Union. They're announcing the Asian Union. They're announcing the police state. They're doing it all. They're announcing they want to make everyone take more and more vaccines. They're announcing their... pushing a national draft. They're doing it all. This is out of the Korean Times. Says international leaders, and I was going to take calls. We're just out of time. I forgot to do this. I apologize to those that held. Call me back tomorrow. International leaders prepare Asia Union. Asia's political leaders on Sunday proposed creating a community called Asia Union in a concluding statement of the 4th General Assembly of the International Conference for Asian Political Parties, ICAPP, which has always been their union. They already built the union, then they announced it when it's too late. 400 representatives of the 90 political parties in 36 Asian countries adopted the Seoul Declaration from the three-day conference, which included not only the establishment of the Asian Union, but also a joint campaign to fight terrorism, that means people's freedom, poverty, that means increased poverty, and weapons of mass destruction. Also in the declaration were calls to ease tensions in the Korean Peninsula. So, see, and under the new system, if they had any freedoms in Asia, those are all gone. See, when they build a new system, that's so there's no freedoms built into it. That's why they're so keen on, quote, new systems. Speaking of Limbaugh, I said I'd air this again, so I will, but here he is misrepresenting what we said about the plane story. They're the ones saying that they wanted to use it for political gain, Cavuto saying that, but then he's saying we're the ones saying that they're going to use it as a psyop so we're crazy when he's admitting that they're using it. And he said that earlier in the hour before this clip. Here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, during the break, a friend of mine sent me an email. I don't visit the Democrat kook websites much anymore, but a friend does. It's just funny. What is this site? Prisonplanet.com. It's an article here by Alex Jones. Now, I'm told, I don't know this for certain, I am told that Alex Jones is one of the leaders of the 9/11 was a government conspiracy campaign. You know, one of the leaders of the movement trying to prove that 9/11 was not what it was, that the Bush administration was behind it for whatever nefarious purpose. Let me just read this to you. Headline, Fox News spins plane accident, says it could affect election. The FBI and Homeland Security are now labeling a small aircraft hitting an apartment building in Manhattan as a probable accident. Is this a government psyop intended to invoke memories of 9/11 as the midterm elections approach? On Fox News, Your World with Neil Cavuto, Cavuto suggested during a conversation with Congressman Peter King that the event would possibly affect the upcoming midterm election by reminding Americans of the horror of 9/11. It has now been reported the pilot, one of the occupants of the plane, was Corey Lytle. The fact that the accident in... Now listen to this. The fact that the accident involves a celebrity means the networks can justifiably talk about it for another 3 weeks, and in that sense, invoking memories of 9/11, it could impact the election. Reports that Lytle's passport was found on the street also seen as suspicious by some 9/11 truthers because it would seemingly prop up the inconceivable notion that Mohammed Atta and other hijackers' passports survived and were discovered. However, in the case of Lytle, this could easily be explained by eyewitness reports that most of the plane debris did not enter the building and ended up on the street below. They believe it. They believe that this is a psychological ops operation designed to make you think of 9/11.
And so think about it. The military admits they're lying to us, planning fake letters to the editor, planning fake news. The government's doing it. But we're evil for thinking there could be psyops and that they could use this plane crash for political hay. We're bad. And we're Democratic kooks, too. Hey, nice try, liberal. Nice try, Limbaugh. God bless you all. Get Terror Storm.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.